This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. So we got a lot of things going on today. It's the day following Easter, the holiest of days in Christendom. And of course, what do we have? Bombings. Bombings in Sri Lanka. Right now, the death toll stands at 291, according to the Epoch Times and others. 291, and it looks like it's going to go north of 300 for sure. There's at least 400, maybe 500 injured at this time. A series of bombs all over Sri Lanka. Now, know that those of you that do not know where Sri Lanka is, it is just sort of south is a big island off India. And Sri Lanka has been coming under attack here. It is primarily Muslim and Catholic and Christian, as they say. I guess we have to sort out Catholics as a different religion from Christianity, as you know. Anyway, and then you have radical Islamic terrorists who are highly suspected. At least 30 people that we know of to date have been arrested from what they say. They have been finding bombs all over the place, and they are exploding and detonating these bombs as they find them. So it's a massive operation to put all these bombs in place, hide everything, and then detonate everything at one time. This is, of course, one of the terror tactics that we have reported that they use. Here it is playing right out, explosions all at one time. Now, one of the things they did not do, I will not repeat, because that's another tactic that they could have employed. There's several other tactics after the explosions go off, and we've discussed that here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm not going to take the time or give them a tactic over the air. We're just not going to do that. But this is the case that we have now in Sri Lanka. More than 291 that they say are dead and going to go north of that. Bad, bad news, terrible news. And we our thoughts and prayers, again, to everybody out there in Sri Lanka. Terrorism on the rise. Yeah, the terrorists, you know, they've got their own vested interest. But, you know, it's interesting. One of the things you do is you choke off terrorism. And it seems like we're actually doing that here in this country. Oh, what a concept. What a thought, right? That we would actually be able to choke off terrorism. And, of course, we can do that. Anyway, a lot of other things going on. If you're enjoying the day following Easter, I know a lot of people travel and everything. And just want to make an announcement that the new California State public phone call will be this Sunday, the 28th. We did not have one last night because of Easter. And our apologies because we did not get all the notifications out to everybody. So everybody's probably thinking, oh, my God, I missed it. No, you didn't. We didn't get the memo out. I wonder why. A lot of things going on. It's a very, very fast-paced world, so we'll get the memo out and change all the calendars so you have all the right coordinates and information. We'll be getting that out to you today, forthwith. Anyway, so that's just a little technical issues going on. Other things happening. The world is a little bit, I guess you would say, crazy, right? If you take a look at the world, we've got the Yellow Vesters' angers burn in France, fueled by Notre Dame fire. Yeah, all during the weekend, we heard about the Yellow Vesters, or people were saying about the Yellow Vesters, Gilets Jaunes, en français, Gilets Jaunes, that the Gilets Jaunes were out there going crazy. Well, not really. Not really. Pro-activists that want to do destruction were out there. Not necessarily the Gilets Jaunes. There was a lot of consternation about the violence that was taking place. And now, you know, again, they want to tag a group with violence. That's what they do. They try and get as many people, I guess you would say, tagged with the violence thing. Anytime you have a group that's protesting the government. And who are they protesting? Macron. And, of course, the big protest that sparked all this, of course, was the burning of Notre Dame. And Notre Dame burned. It burned. And, of course, there's all the theories around running around out there. And in this, I bring this up, and why is it tied into Sri Lanka? Hello. Because churches of all varieties, Christian churches primarily, are being burned to the ground, are being torched and destroyed and blown up. This is a pattern that's going on now worldwide in Sri Lanka. Can't wait until it hits the United States in a big way, right? Well, that's another little issue, isn't it? Just, it's happening here in the United States. Now, everybody's blaming it on white supremacists. Right. How about terrorists? That's who it is. Terrorism of all different stripes. So, Christendom is under attack. And now, who is it under attack by? Well, in the case of Sri Lanka, Islam. Now, these people in Sri Lanka that are Muslims are pretty peaceful people. But radical Islamic terrorism, which is the conquering type, of course, like you're finding in places like Orange County, California, radical Islamic terrorists are on the rise again. Whether or not we can stop them, I don't know. I'm sure we can, because we will. Right? These are some of the things that they're saying about this. This is in Drudge this morning. Actually, it's been leftover, actually, from yesterday. Says, churches have become the number one target. Massacre bid to revive global holy war. Yeah, we're dealing with, really, an ideology that's 700-800 years old. It's an ancient ideology, right? These are their battle tactics. They just have more sophisticated weapons and explosives and things like that. This is from, InfoWars. We don't hear much from Alex these days. The bombings in Sri Lanka have once again put a spotlight on the rising tide of violence against Christians all over the world. That's what it is. It's Michael Snyder. It says, according to Open Doors USA, an average of 105 churches and or Christian buildings are burned or attacked every month. That is more than three per day. Open Doors USA is a source for a bunch of information. It's we'll go there real quickly so you get that. I'm checking out the time here. Open Doors USA. Check this out. They're the source of information for some of this. Good information. I mean, it's usable information about what things that are happening all around the world. Christian persecution, they talk about this, and they come up with the information about religious organizations. Every month, on average, 345 Christians are killed for faith-related reasons. 105 churches and Christian buildings are burned or attacked. 219 Christians are detained without trial, arrested, sentenced, and imprisoned. This is going on worldwide. Persecution by the numbers. 245 million people have been persecuted for religion of all sorts over the last year. Interesting little chart that they have. Gives you some of the statistics, major trends. It's a source for this sort of information. So, and again, listen, I've done this before where you pull data from all different sources to find out the information. And of course, the most recent one in which we did it for a whole year, actually 8 years. And that was the number of mass murders in the United States under President Barack Hussein Obama. 114 as of February 2017. Well, and we got tired of accumulating the data. Three or more people killed in a mass murder. Outrageous number. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to get yourself a nice cup of brew. We are partaking in brew right now. Agenda 21 Radio coffee, man style brew. I know, we just have all these feminists with their panties in a bunch running around.
He said man style.
Yeah, it's really good for you. Try it, ladies. All right, we're just having fun. A little bit of fun. Listen, it's okay. You're permitted. He has risen. You can have fun. Enjoy some life, you know. Gosh, everything's just so serious. Are you guys just so serious? I wonder why. And wonder why the war against humanity is happening, right? Well, you know, it is an interesting war, isn't it? It is absolutely an interesting war that is going on. I know, the InfoWars. What do they say? They have some sort of saying for Alex Jones. The InfoWar thing, you know, it's a war against your mind or, you know, your sanity. Your sanity. And that is a fact, Jack. There's no doubt about it that it is. And, you know, it's kind of interesting the way this whole thing is worked out, isn't it? The war against America, the war on terrorism, and how that is all working out. Interesting, I guess the Obamas and Clintons sent their condolences to the Easter worshipers. I was listening to the broadcast on Fox and Friends this morning. And Easter worshipers, it caught me. And then what's her name? Ainsley caught it, her too. And I said to myself, is the Easter worshipers? And it was almost like a psychic connection there. Because all these attacks were against Christians. They were all against Christians. So it's like peaked at the same time. It was almost like coming right out of the screen. Her comments was right, my thoughts. I thought, great. So this is, that's, you know, your candidate for president and your president, you know, Easter worshipers. Right? They don't want to give the tag to any kind of support. See, this is always consistent. It's okay. Listen, it's okay to say Islam, Muslim, and all that. But when it comes down to Christians, you can't say that. No. No Christians' business. No. I can't say that. That is the war. And that is the holy war right there. That's by definition holy. And again, you look at the past practice of these characters. You know, it was very, very clear that President Barack Hussein Obama was supporting radical Islamic terrorism. Hello. I mean, it wasn't even remotely hidden. Yet we tolerated it in this country, didn't we? Well, the media was in charge. They were large and in charge, and that was the whole scope of it, wasn't it? You take away and you have the media like this. They're like, we had it. And we're just now starting to see it. Look at, they tried a coup d'etat working in concert with the FBI. Now, how credible does that make the FBI, right? I wonder how credible it makes them. It doesn't make them credible at all, as you would know. Yet, here we have it. So, churches have become the number one target for hate attacks. Where is the Southern Poverty Law Center when you want them, right? They're out there blaming white supremacists, of course. That's who they're blaming. Oh, no, can't be Islam. No, they don't do that. Did you notice that? Did you notice that the Southern Poverty Law Center does not blame radical Islamic terrorists? Huh? What does that tell? Well, you cannot affix blame to the perpetrators of crimes. Not all terrorists are Muslims, right? Or radical Islamic terrorists, but all terrorism around the world is committed by radical Islamic terrorists. That's the vast majority of it. We know that. Come on, you got to put your thinking cap on. I'm just saying, you got to do that. I think it's just sort of a thing that has to happen. That's just me. You got to know who really are your enemies that are trying to hurt you, harm you, and destroy your way of life. And then you can do something about it. Once you figure out who the enemies are, who is on the other side trying to destroy us, then you can do something about it. Now, I'm just a guy. I'm just a person who has an opinion, if you know what I mean. Well, I can have one, can't I? Is it against the law that I can have an opinion? I think so. Is it? Did you hear what I said? Is it against the law that I can have an opinion? They're trying to make it that way. For all of you that just absolutely love to go out and go protest in your free speech zones, and you think that's acceptable, right? Listen, everywhere is a free speech zone. Everywhere. And if you go to some governmental thing, like if you're in California, you have to go at the governor's inauguration to the free speech zone. Really? Yeah, that they had people. Listen, oh, I'm sorry. They didn't have people. There was no people to go in the free speech zone at Governor Newsom at his inauguration. There was no people to go there. No people showed up. Why? Because people knew not to show up to the governor's inauguration. Now, isn't that odd? It's a nice weather day. It's cold, January. Sacramento, it was billed as the people's inauguration. All over the place. Ubiquitous were the signs. And you know what? No one showed up. Why? Because everybody got the message, don't come to this. Oh, it's going to be outdoors. It's going to be outside. It's going to be out of the Capitol. Oh, my God. And where was it? It was in that beautiful lily-white tent. Oh. Guarded by thugs in black suits. Thugs with pointy shoes. And these thugs were to keep you out. John Q. Public was forbidden, nine, yet couldn't go. And if they did, they had to be pointed in the direction of the free speech zone. Down the street, three blocks to the right where you can't see anything, and you're out of sight. No voice for you, right? If you have free speech, you want to say something, you want to protest, there it is down there. You can't come up here, and none of this nonsense protesting with a sign or anything like that. Nope, can't do that. They won't let you do that. Free speech zone for you. Listen, it's kind of interesting. The governor, of course, Newsom, he couldn't have the public there. They had it in a big white tent, and only people with tickets, the elites, could show up. And they did. The elites showed up. All the snobby elites showed up. The public, normal people, couldn't be around. I think he's sort of antiseptic kind of guy. You know, too many germs for the common people to be touching him or around him or breathe, or his children or his family. And, of course, the children, beautiful children, by the way, beautiful family in appearance. But you can't see that. You have to see it on TV with a glowing screen behind him. Kind of interesting. Free speech. So, you know, you talk about free speech zones, you talk about the governor, and you talk about why you can't protest. Yet, if you're a Christian, they just kill you. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agent21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, Paul, at a21r.com, I might add. Okay, so FBI arrest leader of group stopping illegals in New Mexico. Let's get down to a couple of things, okay, about the border. This is the border segment. I'm going to get to a couple of articles here. And a couple reports, maybe, I don't know, it just depends on what's going on. FBI arrest leader of group stopping illegals in New Mexico. Now, we talked about the FBI and coup d'etat, right? And I kind of took you off in a little bit to the tangents of the free speech zones. And religion, right? It's all in the same bundle, trust me. It's all related. That's because we're all in the same globe, right? globe connotes round. You know, the earth is kind of like egg shape, actually. It's a little bit more than that. I mean, it's a little bit more than round. Well, I know for the flat earthers, I don't know where the water goes. I really don't. Somebody asked me that the other day. I have no clue. Reports. This is got to get one of those sound things. I have those little sound things where I can talk about stuff, you know. It says here, frustration grows among caravan migrants as support fades. Really? Another one. This is right out of Drudge, and actually this is out of the articles we have posted as well, so there's similar articles. ISIS on rebound. How could ISIS on rebound and caravans and migrants be related? Oh, really? How about a lot of the people in the caravans are terrorists like ISIS? That could be related. So frustration grows among caravan migrants as support fades. Wonderful. Wonderful. Hundreds of thousands coming to America. And our Congress doesn't care. Of course not. Why would they do that? Says, this is an article that came from AP. Frustration grows among migrants. I believe it. Absolutely. Says, an example they're giving here about Mendoza. Listen to this. Mendoza, her feet aching and her face burned by the sun, wept as she said she had nothing to feed her two-year-old son, who she brought with her on the long trek towards the United States. Mendoza, 22, said an aunt in Honduras had convinced her to join the migrant caravan, which she did 2 weeks ago in the capital of Tegucigalpa. The aunt said she'd have no problems, that people along the route to Mexico or in Mexico would help, as they did for a large caravan that moved through that area in October. But this time, the help didn't come. The outpouring of aid that once greeted Central American migrants as they trekked in caravans through southern Mexico has been drying up, hungrier, advancing slower, and hounded by unhelpful local officials. Frustration is growing among the 5,000 to 8,000 migrants in the southern state of Chiapas. Okay, my understanding is that this is the immigration math business, okay? Where's my calculator? It's a big number. We'll figure it out. So let's see, 5,000 people to 8,000 people. You have to easily double or triple that for these migrants and these caravans. You have to. Our numbers always indicate that once we start doing the math and diving into these things, the reported numbers that you get from sources like AP and stuff, it's very underrated, very undernumbered, so to speak. So you got to figure that you're 15,000 to 20,000 at least, as high as 30,000. That's the number you kind of have to put on this. These are the numbers coming up. And, of course, once they come up across the border, that's substantiated because we get a real count, at least of the numbers, again, that they catch. They caught 100 plus thousand last month. I don't know what it's going to be in April, probably around. It's got to be more than that. So, and remember, we did those numbers, and even the reports from the Border Patrol says that they've got to have about another 150 to 200,000 that didn't get caught. Get it? That just escaped. She goes on to say, what causes me pain is that the baby asked me for food, and there are days when I can't provide it, said Mendoza, who fled Honduras with almost no money because she feared for her life after receiving threats from the father of her son. I thought that with a baby, people would help me on the road. So here comes the babies, right? Here comes the little kids. So she's probably going to sell the baby. Get it? Probably going to sell the baby. You can see why she would. Force the sale of the baby. She wants to survive, and she needs the money. Isn't that tragic? Oh, no, that just goes on all the time there. That's the tragedy of what goes on here. And, of course, no one wants to stop this, right? No. Why should they? Listen, they want to encourage this. It's money. That baby's worth a lot of money, folks. At least 10 grand right up front. You get a coyote who, I'll buy it for 10. Boom, baby's bought. Last time I checked, buying and selling like that's called slavery. These are the reality checks. People just don't want to talk about it. These are the reality checks. It's a pick off along the way. They pick them off. And, of course, where's that baby going to go? It's going to go to a man at the border who wants to come across the border, and he's going to be guaranteed a baby. He's going to pay $15,000 for the baby. Oh, $5,000. Got a quick $5,000 on the baby. We're talking about the quixote who sells the baby or rents the baby. Hey, you want to rent this baby? Okay, you rent the baby. $2,500, $3,000. I'll hold the deposit. I mean, they make deals like this. Now, here's the bad thing. This is what they're seeing at the border right now. And if this doesn't break your heart, I don't know what does. If you're have any kind of sense of decency about you, what happens is the rentals of the babies, they go back across the border. Somehow they get them passed across the border. They get released, of course, catch and release, come across the border. They only held for a few days. Baby gets fed and everything, treated right. They release him. The guy gives up the baby to the coyote on the American side, goes across the border with the baby, and then re-rents it. So what the Border Patrol people are seeing, and we're hearing about this now, is that these kids are being circulated, recycled at the border as family units. Is that disgusting and vulgar? Trafficking in human flesh and slavery. That's what this is. Right in your face. And these people support it. These churches and these organizations that are pandering to these people. $1 billion industry, Mitt Romney. Do you hear me? Hello, Mitt. Remember, you voted against this stuff. Or for it. You voted for it. You voted against a president who wanted to stop this. That's okay, Mitt. We get it, Mitt Romney. Gee, I wonder why you're so vocal against the president. Maybe because your constituents who support trafficking and human slavery, who support you, want you to attack the president. Thanks, Mitt.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. And our public meeting, we always have public forums, usually on the first and third Sundays, except Easter Sunday and Christmas and New Year's. Those are holidays. And, well, Thanksgiving's on a Sunday. But you know what I mean. So we will have our public meeting, and I'll give you the phone numbers and everything else for that. That will be this coming Sunday, 7 o'clock. That's the 28th, the 28th. So just to clarify that, we didn't get the memo out. We didn't get the memo out, and we're going to get it out. Apologies to everybody. Okay, but listen, there's a ton of things going on for New California. Shocking, shocking stuff going on for New California. Okay, we've got a lot of things going on, like I said, and we're going to be going crazy for, well, I guess, you know, the border thing again. We cannot say enough about it, right? We're just letting it go. It's okay. Demographics in America is changing. We're getting millions of people. It's okay. It's no big deal. We're supposed to do this. Not really. Not really. The pressure is going to mount. And, of course, we're going to get into the Mueller thing, I think maybe in the third hour. New California stuff in the second hour. And included the Oroville Dam situation, which is damnable. Yeah, the Oroville Dam situation is getting worse and more grim by the day. And we're going to discuss what's happening there because, well, a lot of interesting things have happened, transpired over the last couple of days. It's interesting. It's the water's rising. There's more pressure on. There's more leaks going on, as we'll be talking about. Okay, so this is a situation. There's a situation now going on at the border, and y'all need to know about it. And this is was first reported last week. And you probably heard about this. Maybe you haven't. Now you're going to get informed. And this is why this whole border thing we've been talking about and all this stuff this hour, bombs and sure, it's all related, folks. Mexican troops disarmed American soldiers on U.S. side of border. Armed Mexican troops disarmed two United States soldiers while they were on the American side of the border. U.S. defense officials said. Now, I was kind of waiting that this sort of thing was going to happen. U.S. Northern Command said in a statement. What is going on here? I hate it when this happens. I'm sorry. We're getting technicaled. We're being technicaled right now, which, of course, is part of the problem, right? Oh, we got a little video clip that we can play. I don't think there's any sound to this. We'll see. No sound for you, or is it off?
We're apprehended west of Lukeville, Arizona.
Here we can start this.
What is telling about this is that we've been speaking about these large groups of family units that have been coming to the border and turning themselves in. The majority of it was made up of children. There were 199 children accompanied by parents, and there were 31 children that were by themselves. And we're talking about infants all the way up to 16 or 17 years.
Okay, that's a different report of migrant crossing. They caught like 900 of them.
Smugglers are exploiting these very vulnerable people. They're dropping them off in the middle of the desert. Right now, and it's raining right now, but during the summer months, the heat is going to take a toll on these people, particularly our children, so I'm very concerned about that.
Yeah. Just a minor little problem. Okay, well, I don't know why. Listen, I'm not in charge today of the technology. It's just not working. Oh, okay. So, we have a problem here. I hate it when this happens. I got to go back to my own website for this story. Thanks, guys. Here we go. All right. We're going to try this one more time. This is happened, I think, last Thursday. Armed Mexicans, says officials confirmed that the Mexican troops were armed. And they were on the American side of the border, U.S. defense officials said. U.S. Northern Command said in a statement that 5 to 6 Mexican military personnel questioned 2 U.S. Army soldiers who were conducting border support operations this month. The U.S. soldiers were in an unmarked Customs and Border Protection vehicle near the southwest border near Clint, Texas. Officials confirmed that the Mexican troops were armed with what seemed to be rifles. They raised their weapons when they saw the 2 U.S. soldiers and took a pistol away from one of the soldiers. According to officials talking to CNN, the 2 Americans obliged in an attempt to de-escalate a potential volatile situation. And throughout the incident, the U.S. soldiers followed all established procedures and protocols, the statement said. The 2 soldiers were on the south side of the security perimeter, but north of the Rio Grande, and thus were in the U.S. Let's see, this is a problem. Why were they on the Rio Grande side, right? Well, do we give them a pass? What's going on? This is, I got to tell you something, though. This is our reporting to us, and that we've been getting these signals for a long time, for years. But more importantly, over the last year, that there is more of this going on than what people are reporting or have reported. And you're getting more ranchers that are coming out with this. That has been reported in the mainstream media. That these individuals are making soldiers or parts of, you know, cartels that are dressed as soldiers that are coming across the border, escort, you know, drugs and things like that across the border. And they dress up as Border Patrol people in the Border Patrol outfits. So this is a problem. In a growing problem, that is the problem. And this is just a minor little thing. There's been some of the major things, but no one wants to report that, of course. Is this going to escalate into something bigger? Let's hope not, but it's sure starting to look that way. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. And remember, MyPillow, code word AGENDA, 800-266-4715. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're just checking out the Oroville numbers. About 877 feet or something like that now. Getting pretty close. We'll get to the correct number. I'm going to have that one wrong, but it's close. It's 870-something. So the top-off, of course, the Oroville Dam is 901 feet. It went overtops in the dam, and of course, you just can't not have a dam over top. So one way or another, it's going to come down one of the spillways, or the spillway might rupture. Now, that is a little bit different situation now, isn't it? In the next hour, we're going to bring you up to date on this situation, because it's probably one of the most important pressing situations in our nation right now. I'm telling you, a lot of people might not understand this, but it's very, very important because, you know, you want to save a million lives. I mean, all the things that could go wrong that if a spillway goes wrong, could go wrong. So that's something to be looking at, isn't it? Something to be looking at. Anyway, so you're on the website, Agenda 21 Radio. You can go there and get all the information about Oroville and so on. We'll have some more key pieces of information for you in the next hour about what's going on at the dam, how things are progressing, and what we should be doing, and all that good stuff. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. God, I can't believe the time's already here. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We have our public call-in going to be on April 28th, 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.